This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Joe Biden is calling the struggle to reopen U.S. schools amid the coronavirus a national emergency, and he's accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of ignoring the issue and stoking unrest in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The Democratic presidential nominee's broadsides came a day ahead of his own scheduled trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Biden said he wants to help heal a city reeling from another police shooting of a black man. The wounding of Jacob Blake and subsequent demonstrations have made the political battleground state a focal point for debate over police and protest-related violence. Biden's visit comes 2 days after President Donald Trump visited the region. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump marked Japan's surrender in World War II by saluting American strength. The United States federal government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to be distributed by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of presidential elections rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had said states in the near future will receive permit applications from McKesson Corporation. That company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places including state and local health departments and hospitals. More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, and Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. The number of worldwide infections quickly approaches 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half the world's cases. This is VOA News.